We've been saying for a few weeks now that we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel of the COVID-19 pandemic we've been in now for over a year, but the rate of cases across Michigan is trending upwards lately. This is Lisa Berry, and the advice on how we move through this global health crisis now that people are being vaccinated is also changing a bit. So I thought we should check back in with Michigan Medicine Infectious Disease Specialist Dr. Sandro Cinti to update us where we are right now locally. Welcome, Dr. Cinti.
Hello. How are you, Lisa?
Good. Hanging in there just like we have been for the past year. How are you doing? It must have been quite the year for you as a doctor, a physician in Ann Arbor.
Yes, indeed. It's been very busy. Continues to be.
Well, are we still seeing the light at the end of the tunnel?
I think so. I think the vaccines are coming out much more quickly. At Michigan Medicine, there were about 3 weeks when we weren't able to give any first doses, but we're back to giving first doses now, and our county is giving doses, and the pharmacies are involved. And so I think we're going to get people vaccinated much more quickly. And that's what we need to do. We need to get 70% of our population vaccinated.
I see a lot of state health figures, but locally at Michigan Medicine in Ann Arbor, is the hospital filling back up again, or how is that looking for you?
We are seeing a few more cases, not as many in our intensive care units, which is good news. But we are seeing them come into the hospital. And we have seen a slow trend increase at the state level, too.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's different reasons. Some of it may be spring break. Some of it may be the variants that's around. The B.1.1.7 variant is more transmissible from person to person. It's spring. People may be not wearing their masks as they should be, getting together outside or getting together more closely. I think those are some of the reasons.
Speaking of wearing a mask, and this is how my brain works, I'm not the physician here, but I was wondering, when we do hear about cases and there is transmission of the virus, do you think that's mostly from people not wearing a mask, or do you think we're pretty protected by wearing a mask?
Yes, I think we are, and some of that is supported by the new CDC guidelines, which say that we can, that while wearing a mask, there are some guidelines to decrease the distance that people can stand around each other from 6 feet to 3 feet. So, yes, I think the masks protect us. I'm a convert on that. I wouldn't have said it at the beginning of this pandemic, but I think they do.
And I wonder what you think, because there were no confirmed cases of influenza last time I checked with the Washtenaw County Health
right.
Department. Do you think that's from wearing masks?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if you look at the, I'm not aware of all the data, but RSV is less, adenovirus, all these dangerous viruses that both affect adults and children that are transmitted through respiratory droplets are a lot less this year. I do think it's people staying in and it's people wearing masks.
As an infectious.
And social distancing, of course, when they're wearing masks.
So as an infectious disease specialist, will that change how you look at things moving forward?
Well, that's a fascinating question in terms of will there be a kind of time for masks on in the future? I don't know if we'll have the population behind that since it's quite difficult to do. But I think that discussion will have to occur and we'll have to consider whether we want to do that. We'll have to look back and see how our flu deaths have gone this year. Usually we have 40 to 50,000 deaths from influenza. And if we can impact that with masks, we have to consider it, I think.
And you mentioned a number of vaccines now being available. Is that how it works in 3 or 4, like for the flu vaccine or other vaccines out there? Are there multiple varieties or is that unique to COVID-19?
No, there are more than one type of vaccine available for influenza. There's the high-dose vaccine that we give to older people for influenza. There was the FluMist, which was the live vaccine, which we're not using as much anymore. So it's not that unusual to have several different types of vaccines on the market for a particular virus.
And they're all equally effective or recommended?
Yeah, all of these that we have are great. And there'll be a few new coming. I think AstraZeneca's in the pipeline and Novavax. So we're in pretty good shape in this country in terms of vaccine availability coming up.
I think we're seeing a lot of situations now where some people are vowing they're not going to get vaccinated. And I wonder, I don't know if this is your area of expertise or not, how will that impact people socially? Should we avoid being around someone who's not going to be vaccinated?
That is a very good question. How we're going to manage that at the school level, at the out in the community, at the college level. So it's going to be difficult. We can't make people get this vaccine. There's no mandate for it. And so I think we're going to be struggling with that coming up over the next few months. The CDC will be helpful there in terms of their recommendations. But yeah, people are still at risk and putting others at risk if they're not getting vaccinated.
Will we get to a point, though, perhaps through herd immunity, that will not be as big of a risk?
Yes, if we get to 70%, as Anthony Fauci tells us, it's not going to be easy. But to give you an example, right now we're at about 23-24%, no, about 28% maybe in the state. Among 65 and over, a group where you would expect very high uptake for vaccine, it's about 63%. So I think it's going to be difficult to get to 70% overall.
And that is something you can measure.
Eventually, yes. I think, yeah, we can measure the percent of the population that's vaccinated. Here in Michigan, there's a registry. So once you get vaccinated, you get put in a registry. And so the state will be able to tell us pretty accurately what portion of our population is vaccinated.
Do you have any sense of when we'll be able to? I know restaurants are open and people are eating inside a restaurant, but some who are being more cautious are not. Is there a point where you can say, yeah, go ahead and do it. You're fully vaccinated. It's okay. Go to the movies, go to the mall, go inside a restaurant.
I think restaurants are still, it's still a tough call. I won't go to an indoor restaurant until we get more people vaccinated. I think it's in a place where you're in for a long time, for several hours, with masks off. So certainly people who are unvaccinated, it's not safe. People who are vaccinated, it's probably safe if you're going with other people who are vaccinated. So it's going to change as we get more people vaccinated and as we see the numbers go down. But now I think we want to have our percent positives in the state below 3%, and we're twice that, if not more, at the moment. So I think we still have to be careful. The news is good because we're getting more people vaccinated, but we still have to be careful.
How much does this increase in the number of cases concern you?
It always concerns me when we get more increased cases. The good news is, as I told you, we have 63% of our 65s and olders vaccinated, which means that a very vulnerable part of the population is now protected, and I'm very confident that these vaccines work and that those people will be safe. But then we have others. We have people who have high-risk conditions who are between 40 and 64 who are now getting vaccinated. There's a greater risk among people who are morbidly obese, and so we still have risk out there, and we still have people who end up getting pretty sick.
I know you're not a psychologist, you're an infectious disease specialist, but you have been dealing with infectious diseases and people who are ill, and now we're in a pandemic. I'm getting the sense that people are just done. They're done wearing their masks, they're done staying home, they're just going to go out there and risk it, I guess, is one way to put it. What could you say to address that?
It's understandable after the long winter we've had, but I would suggest that people just wait a little while longer. The vaccine's coming out. It'll be available to everybody. A few more months, and I think we'll be in better shape.
I saw some statistics that said a lot of medical people, like maybe half of them, were not getting the vaccine. Anything to say about that?
Well, I think we had quite a bit more than 50% uptake at Michigan Medicine, but yes, there are people who are not going to want to get vaccinated, and it's all about education. I am a true believer that when people know the risks and know how safe these vaccines are, that they'll sign up eventually. I understand people that want to wait a little while, but we've now had over 100 million people who've gotten at least one dose of these vaccines, and the evidence is really compelling that these are safe vaccines. So I would still push people to do it. And we're doing a lot of education efforts to try and educate people that it's safe, effective, and should be done.
Some people take a wait-and-see attitude. Well, how long would they have to wait to see?
I have no idea. You know, the initial data, 2 months with most vaccines is, that was the data that came out in the beginning for Moderna and Pfizer. And usually the worst of the side effects are going to occur in the first 2 months. So I don't know that there's much sense in waiting longer. We're not going to see long-term effects from these vaccines, and they're safe.
Dr. Sandra Cinti, infectious disease specialist at Michigan Medicine, thank you for all your hard work and talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you for your work, Lisa.